This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Now, it's just not the kind of quote you ever expect to hear coming out of a politician's mouth.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine. But no, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have
I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
That is Toronto Mayor Rob Ford admitting what has been rumored for months now, that he has at least tried crack cocaine. Okay, that's pretty weird. But is it something more than that? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Kelly, other than the sensationalism of the mayor of Canada's biggest city admitting he smoked crack and then using a drunken stupor as his excuse, why are we hearing so much about the mayor of Toronto?
Most of the people in our audience have probably heard snippets of this story for the last 5 or 6 months, and you're probably trying to figure out why. Well, back in May, Gawker, a New York-based website, put up a story that said the Toronto mayor smokes crack, and two of their reporters described seeing a video in which the mayor smoked crack, but they didn't have the video to publish. So then they started a Kickstarter campaign, which they called Crackstarter, to get the public to raise the money to buy this video from this nefarious character who was trying to sell it. And a lot of us in journalism were sort of looking sideways at Gawker, saying, really, you're going to turn to the audience to buy some smarmy video of a politician smoking crack? And Gawker, of course, has come full circle now, and everybody's like, wow, they had that story nailed down, didn't they?
Gawker.com's slogan, Kelly, is today's gossip is tomorrow's news. They, again, were certainly right on this one. But as a news consumer, are we to not now write off gossip rags as just trash purveyors?
Well, in fact, we have never been able to write off gossip rags as trash purveyors. If you recall, the National Enquirer was the news organization that broke the scandal about John Edwards.
I remember when the Enquirer broke that story, and the mainstream press kind of wrote it off until they could prove it themselves. Is that how this still plays out?
Well, in this case, as soon as Gawker published the story, there are 4 newspapers in Toronto, and all of them started doing their own investigations. And in fact, the Globe and Mail was already in the middle of an investigation on the mayor and his brother's ties to the drug culture in Toronto. So it wasn't like the mainstream media was nowhere to be seen on this. In fact, most of the heavy lifting was done by the papers in Toronto.
And the final turn is that the video apparently has shown up again, and it's in the hands of the police.
Right. So the police started an investigation into all of these nefarious drug characters that were associating with the mayor. They've done a bunch of raids, and they have seized some computers and cell phones. And in fact, what prompted the mayor to finally make his confession, the police chief of Toronto, through this investigation, saw the video, and he went public last week and said, yes, it's the mayor. He's smoking crack in the video.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. You know, we still have not seen this video of the mayor smoking crack.
And that means that this story is not over. Besides, right after he admitted smoking crack, he announced his campaign for re-election.